As she walked into the main gym, her eyes immediately began scanning the room without conscious thought. It was late Saturday morning, around the time she'd seen Jack in the gym before. Would he be here again? Kara's gaze found its mark, lifting weights in the corner. She was flustered to see that Jack's eyes had already found her. It almost felt as if he'd been waiting for her to come out of the aerobics class. That was nonsense. Just nonsense. But he was hurriedly finishing up his set and toweling off as he walked toward her. He was walking toward her, wasn't he? She wasn't in front of the change room door, was she? No. His angle would have been different if he was heading that way. He did seem to be making a beeline for her. God, she wished she looked better in leotards. All those layers of bulging fat. If he gave her a chance to get dressed, she could at least disguise the flab.
Hey, I was hoping I'd see you again.
Where's your friend? He said as he came to stand in front of her. She made a feeble effort to draw the straggling strands of dirty blonde hair back from her sweaty face. Hey, Laura wasn't up to it today. Not really her thing. Not really my thing either, but here I am. Sucker for punishment, I guess. She shrugged her shoulders and grimaced at him.
Want to do lunch again? I just need a quick shower.
Oh, sure, I mean, yeah, okay. It is better eating with someone rather than on your own, isn't it? I have to take a shower, too. She sounded pathetically like the shy teen she'd been in what felt like another lifetime. Why did this young guy have the ability to bring out all her long-buried insecurities?
Great. Meet you out front of the cafe in 10?
Sure. Yes, 10 minutes it is. She scuttled away, aware of the critical looks the other women from the class were giving her. It was obvious what they were thinking. They saw her as a stupid aging woman, getting silly over a guy half her age. They were wondering if she was rich. They were wondering if she was easy. Stop it! You have no idea what they're thinking, and it doesn't matter anyway. Jack wants to have lunch with me, and that's the only thing that matters, she told herself. Maybe they'd be surrogates for each other. It didn't matter. All that mattered was that Jack, beautiful, intelligent, mature, and vulnerable Jack, wanted to spend time with her. With a secret smile on her lips, she closed the door on the shower cubicle and turned on the water. He was waiting for her when she got to the cafe. Wearing jeans and a pea-green t-shirt, his gorgeous tawny hair and golden skin looked great. And when she was close enough to see, his amazing green eyes sparkled at her. God, what she wouldn't give to be 20, make that 25 years younger, and several dress sizes smaller. Then she deserved to be looked at like Jack was looking at her now.
Are we being healthy again, or do we splurge on something more filling? He asked as she reached him.
You can afford to eat something filling. You've got the metabolism for it. Me, I better stick to dull old chicken salad. My metabolism has trouble getting out of bed in the morning these days. He chuckled at her joke and put in their order. He also remembered she liked decaf lattes, and ordered her one. She felt like a girl on her first date with a sophisticated older man. God, she needed to get a grip! As soon as they took an empty table by the window, which looked out over the lake, Kara stopped for a moment just to appreciate what was happening to her. She was sharing a meal with a handsome young friend who was happy to be with her. She was healthy and content with her work, had good friends and a nice apartment. There were so many positives in her life.
Penny for them?
Jack said, leaning his chin on his hand and staring at her intently. I was just feeling grateful, that's all. Moments like this, I feel very grateful to be alive. His tone gave mixed messages. She wasn't sure whether he agreed or disagreed. There was suddenly something sad lacing the air between them.
What if you lost this life you have, Kara? What if it was taken away and you couldn't get it back?
She frowned, wondering if he was speaking hypothetically or from personal experience. A shiver ran up and down her spine.